Lecture topic, Don't Hate the Sinner, Hate the Sin.
مومن پر حقارت کی نظر کرنے والا اشرار سے ہے. Listen to this very carefully because most of us are guilty of this. مومن پر حقارت کی نظر. To look at a مومن with an evil eye. An evil eye. Which is common today, especially when he commits a sin. When he commits a sin. When you see a mu'min committing a sin, we have got this habit, if you see a person drunk, or he's gambling, whatever he do, we begin to look at the person bad, where you're supposed to look at the action bad. The act is bad, is no problem, not the person. So here is the other says, nikara rakhna chahiye aur husn-e-zan rakhna chahiye. Think good of the person. When you see a person committed a sin also, but they have to think good of him. Any sin you can commit. No matter what sin it is. What it costs you to think good of that person. Rakhna chahiye, usne toba to kar li. When someone comes and tells you that, you know, that person committed the sin. Okay, he committed, but he made Tawbah also. He committed the sin, but he made Tawbah also. So what? He made Tawbah, Allah forgave him now. Now what are you going to now go into the matter of finding out all this? Agar tu ne hikara ke nazar dali, to tu asraan vese. As he said, if you look at it, that action, that person with a bad, evil eye, looking down at him, in other words, then you are from the evil ones. You are from that? I'm saying it's so important because we are all guilty of this thing. So, apne nazdeek to samjha hai ke abrar mein se hai. You may be thinking you are from the good ones, the pious ones, abrar. Innal abrar, lafi na'im. So you are under the impression that you are from good ones, the pious ones. Magar Haq Taala farmata ke mere nazdeek to tu ashrar mein se. But according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to me, you are from the evil ones. Listen to this very carefully because each and every one of us are guilty of it. When you go home to, I just speak to ladies, the ladies also talk the same thing. They look down at people. A person in the past, he has committed some crime, some sins. What is wrong with you if someone says that person has committed sin? Well, what are you talking about him? He made a big tawbah. He made a big tawbah. What did cause you to say that? He made tawbah. Now you want to begin to talk about his sins. He said that he made tawbah. So khalas is out. Now he's a corner. Lakar. When he kharat ki nazar te ashram, the mumin par he kharat ki nazar dami. Why? Because the person made the person look at the moment with a bad eye, evil eye. No matter how big the sin is, when you hear of anyone, you're supposed to say, no, he made tawbah. No, I was just thinking of Mirza Janajan Rahmatullah. You know, he had, this was in his tabiat. Not that he had any bad feeling in his heart, but naturally, he cannot see anyone ugly. He's always looking at things that are more beautiful. So that was his tabiat now. He did not look down at anyone. So one person came and told him, Hazrat, a certain person got a habit of sin with his eyes, sin with the ears, or making ghibatas. He said, what? Some people got the sin of the ears, some people got sin of the eyes too. So he put the sin onto himself. Immediately put the sin onto himself. He's got ears, so I got eyes, in other words. So what are you talking about? So in other words, how much you got in you? Why don't you look at that? Instead of looking at people's sins, look at your own sin. You come to your life when you begin to look at your own sin, you won't have the time to look at anyone's sin. You won't have the time to look down at anyone too. You understand? So this is very important, this much that Hazri says, that he karati nazrat nadat. Do not look down at anyone. And shaitan, as we say, shaitan, to tawah se roke. He tries the level best to stop you from making tawbah. Always remember, no matter what it is, make tawbah. Istighfar every day. Every day you must make tawbah. But make istighfar every day. أَتَّعَجُ مِنَ الظَّمِّ كَمَنْ لَا ظَمَّ. A person who made tawbah is a person who don't commit a sin. What a thing awakens. He gives us so much of glad tidings. That a person when he made tawbah, he will not commit a sin at all. فرمایا کہ شیطان تو توبہ سے روکتا رہتا ہے اور کہتا ہے کہ توبہ تو کیا فائدہ. What the benefit by making توبہ. شیطان says that, what the benefit. آج تو توبہ کرے کل تو پھر ٹوٹ جائے گی. شیطان says, what are you making توبہ, tomorrow you will break it, you will do it again. مومن کو کہنا چاہے کہ مجھ سے گناہ ہو جاتے ہیں مگر میں شرمندہ بھی ہوتا ہوں. This is a statement that is very important to understand. That mu'min guna kar de lekin sharminda hota hai. Sharminda means you feel hurt about it. Even a person who commits zina also, in his heart of heart he feels hurt about it. Even a person who drinks also, in his heart of heart he feels hurt about it. He is not happy to do it. He is not happy. To toba magar main sharminda bhi to hoon. Dil mein nadamat bhi ho jati hai. Ab ho gaya to toba kar do. Nadamat, regret. You know, your person comes and tells you, no, I regret it. I committed this sin. So, it means that regret is not tawbah. Everything is tawbah. So, that regret that you have, fir tawbah kar lo. You commit again, fir tawbah kar lo. You commit a sin again, fir make tawbah. Kyunki tawbah se zuban se nahi hoti. Only remember, you don't make tawbah with the exact tongue. Zuban se nahi hoti. بلکہ دل کی شرمندگی اور ندامت کو توبہ کرو. دل کی شرمندگی, you hurt, you get hurt, you get very hurt. Why I commit this? You know, if one person came to me about 2 days ago, unfortunately he got some bad habits, but see, man, I'm very hurt about it. I said, MashaAllah, I tell you, hurt is that very good. If you hurt, that is very good. You feel hurt about why I'm doing this, and why I'm committing this. But try to level the leaving out too. Try your level. But that hurt you get that while committing the sin, that's a very big quality. But try to keep away from it. And tawbah, so what tawbah does to a person, it is something that you cannot see. Tawbah guna ke zaban mein aksir hai, tawbah ki misal pani desi hai. The example of tawbah is like water. What happens? Jis tarah pani napaki zahiri ko dho kar paak kar deta hai. You know the out of your clothing and all, or your body, when you have a bath, whatever napak is, it's washed clean. Pani, to isi tarah toba ka pani badhne jaise ko safai thi. So the inside of your thing, your inside, which you cannot put water there, that is now can only be removed through toba. Like if a person looks at a person and says to him, you know what I mean? He looks at a person who's drunk. Now you look at him with a bad eye, with an evil eye. And it so happened this month that this person will say to him, you know what? I did something which I made tawbah, but you did something which you do not even get it. With the 7 oceans of water, you cannot wash it. That I made tawbah, but what you looked at me with that bad eye, you cannot wash that. So how important it is. جب نجاست ظاہری کے لیے پانی استعمال کرے تو گناہ ناپاکی کو دور کرنے کے لیے توبہ کیوں نہیں ہوتی. حضرت سیم دیٹ آؤٹ سائڈ آل دا ناپاکی امپیورٹیز وین یو واش ود یور کلوتھنگ یور باڈی وین یو واش اٹ کلین گیٹس کلین سو دا ان سائڈ ناپاکی دیٹ یو ہیو ان یو وین یو بگین ٹو واش اٹ وتھ توبہ وائی شوڈ ناٹ گیٹ واشڈ مسٹ گیٹ واشڈ اینڈ وانس یو میک توبہ خلاص ڈو ناٹ سٹ ان دا فیوچر. وین ا پرسن سم ٹائم تھنکس آف ہز پاسٹ سنز ہی میک توبہ خلاص اینڈ سٹ ڈاؤن ود ہیم. Do not sit in the thing now. Because by you sitting with that guna of yours, you are now bringing a barrier between you and within you. There is no progress of that. Every time we can lose hope. So no, you must not sit with that. Once you committed the sin, I made tawbah khalas iran wakil. We become strong of that. Is iman kati. Are ho sakta hai ke najasat aisi mazbooti lagi hui hai, ke paani zan dhun hai. As they say, sometimes the najasat outside, that is so strong that the water cannot remove it too. You all color jig and all the color doesn't come out too. That napaki don't come out. Are you saying that? Or is there a problem? लेकिन ये नहीं हो सकता कि तौबा की जाए और गुनाह की नजात इंसान के पास न हो. Possibility that the board, the outside nafaki that you have in impurities, you can use water and nothing can then come out. But it's not possible. You cannot say that a person, no matter how big sinner he is, the moment he commits makes toba, that everything goes away. Everything goes away. Everything becomes paak. Zarur paak hoga, is tarah paak hoga ke jitna namya aman guna dikhya hai gaya, is to be mit jayega. Look at this verse. Zarur, for sure, for sure. Maybe the outside, the nafaki that is strong, that will not come out. But by making tawbah, Allah Ta'ala completely washes all the sin. To that extent, okay, this naam-e amal ne guna likh diya hai, usse bhi mit jaye. The naam-e amal in your books of deeds, day from day it is erased too. Look, Allah Ta'ala, how kind He is. That once you commit a guna and you make tawbah, pakki tawbah, Hazrat said pakki tawbah. Thereafter, they must know from your books of deeds, Allah Ta'ala has erased them all completely. Or janab, jis tarah naam-e amal se mit jayega, isi tarah kiraman katibin farz ke liye, hafiza se bhi mit jayega. Kiraman katibin who writing your deeds, from them also been erased too. How Allah Ta'ala is being so kind to us to show us that no matter how big sin you commit, once you make tawbah, thereafter even karam and katibin from him they is forgotten too. Everyone has forgotten. Only we didn't forget. Only inside does not forget. They remind you when you know you committed this sin, you do committed that. But if you got a fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never remind a person of his sinat. Sometimes a person comes to the masjid. First time Vichara is coming to masjid, feeling shy too. He has some bad habits in him. People look at him with a bad eye. And you know, he feels shy. He comes quietly in the masjid. When he comes quietly in the masjid, he doesn't know which side to look. You know what the people say. And now you look at, hey, how are you going? Hey, Bill, how are you going? You tell a friend, Bill, how are you going? You know, came away now. You don't know that you say, Bill, came away, yeah. Written by Allah Ta'ala, came away. You hurt his feelings. You may not say it to him. Or you go say, hey, you came to the right place. You sure you came to the right place? Now you're saying all these kind of things, you're not realizing that what a big sin you're doing. You are hurting the person's heart. Your health, you must keep your heart clean. You must think, mashallah, you know, alhamdulillah. We don't know who's who in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. We don't know who's who in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. One buzruk, one person, one abid, maybe ibadat, it was very, very hot, so hot it was, that the, you know, the it was very hot, but Allah Ta'ala put a shade on him. Gave shade for that buzruk. For that abid. So one gunegar came, he said, hey, it's so hot it is here, I'm a big singer. No, man, let me sit by him. At least, you know what I mean, I'll get some shade too. So now that person went and sat by that abid. That abid said, this gunegar, what is coming doing here? Now you say, this gunegar, what is doing here? What is gunegar doing here? Allahu Akbar. And told him, move away from here. Move away. He woke up and he started walking. The clouds started following him. The clouds began to follow him. And this abid now got the sun heat on him. Allah Akbar. He sat with this intention, Ki ya Allah, I'm a gunegar. I came to sit by him, sir, please come up, come on, get some kind of ease. Possibly I get gunar to Allah Ta'ala will maaf for me too. But this person took me like that. Threw me away. Allah Ta'ala said, you threw him away, I also threw you away. Then Allah Ta'ala sent the Nabi of that time and told him, from now on, all your good deeds are closed. From now on, you have to restart. And that person who committed all the sins, now he's forgiven too. And now he restarts too. What are you talking? What do you know where you are, where you are? What are you looking at the deeds? What do you think you're looking down at others? Look at down to yourself. A mu'min is a mirror to another mu'min. A mu'min is a mirror to another. If he looks at a mu'min, he says, this is my fault. If you look at a person fault in him, he says, this is my fault. My fault is reflected. But we don't look like that, we look at he's a big fault. So he says, you just imagine kiram and katibin also, Allah Ta'ala completely forgives his sin and that he has forgotten the sin too. He's forgotten the sin too. He's forgotten the sin. That's why they say when you commit sins and you make tawbah day after, do not sit with the sins, because if there will be no progress in your life. Now you must sit down and say, Alhamdulillah, Allah forgive me. Yes, when you think of your sins, you make tawbah. When you make it, do not sit with it. Lot of people, you know, they ask this question, I committed this sin. One lady, you know, ladies especially, you know, they don't know what to say to you. Every small thing, I've been committed this sin here, will Allah forgive me? I say, are you committing a sin? They're not committing, Allah forgave you. One of the signs of a person's sin will cover, accept it, the tawbah accepted, is that sin he does not commit anymore. That person must be very happy the moment he sees them, the same thing, the person, the fornicator, the gambler, whatever he was. But once he has left those things, and now he's doing all the good deeds, that's fine, Allah will accept his tawbah. Allah Ta'ala accept. So how important that person is. Do not think of your sins all the time. Do not bring that condition in you. By bringing those conditions, you cause more harm to yourself, more harm to yourself. So Allah Ta'ala says that kiram and katibin, who are looking after your deeds, good deeds and bad deeds, the moment you make tawbah, it is erased from them too. They have forgotten it too. Just imagine, they have forgotten it too. Agar wo yaad karna chahe, to yaad nahi aa sakta. If they want to remember too, they let them not remember that thing, what it is. Phir aisi achhi cheez, so a golden thing like this, as we say, what a golden thing, tawbah said, kyun yaad aaya? Why don't you then? What's the reason for you? What a great thing this is. A golden thing. And still you will keep away from it. Ye shaitani khyaal. Ye shaitani. Toba karke kya hoga? Chunke shaitan ne khud toba nahi ki. Shaitan he did not make toba. He did not make toba. But we are making toba. And alhamdulillah we make toba all the time. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 70 times a day make istighfar. For what? How much tawbah we must be istighfar. I know once, was sitting with Hazrat Ji, just going to meet Hazrat Asar time, say, Rabbi Filli Warhamni Asar time, Rabbi Filli Warhamni. Wallah, forgive us and have mercy on us. Waqul Rabbi Fir Warham. Allah Ta'ala says, so if you will Rabbi Filli Warhamni. So I always tell my friends, you sit for a few months after Asar, Rabbi Filli Warhamni. By doing that, Wallah, forgive me. Two things, forgive me and have mercy on me. Mercy means to keep me away from all the harms. Mercy means to keep me away from all Rabbi Filli Warhamni. Isliye Musalman to be tawbah nahi karni. The shaitan does not allow the mu'min to make tawbah. He is always trying to level this one. So, zarur Musalman ko tawbah karna chahe. Habib Ajmi was a small man. You know, he was a person, he was a big sinner. What a sinner he was, Allahu Akbar. You begin to think what sin he committed, but then Allah Ta'ala, what he became. Abi Ajmi was a sudkhor there. Sudkhor, you know? Interest. Usually, a person who deals with interest, he does not know what the meaning of mercy. A person who deals with interest does not know what the meaning of mercy. Khun, sab nikalta. Ye haal tha ke roti ghar pakti hai. He's had a bad one. His habit was at home the wife should make the bread. But where he get the curry from? From the people who, the people owe him money. He goes to people's homes. You mean, I came to fetch my food from you. Bichara, what they got for them? What? They got nothing. Salan makroozo ke yahan se laate the aur kisi ke daat. And does not listen to anyone. If a person says, look, I'm very poor, I've got nothing there. He says, I don't want to get nothing. You have to give it to me. Ek martaba ka waqia ke biwi se roti pakane ko keh raha tha aur salan ko logo se laye hain. To karz diya tha. Ek darwaze par dastak di. We have knocked at one door. Ek aurat aayi, unhone usse salan ko. He asked, where did you come? He said, no, I've got nothing, I'm very poor, I am. I got nothing. But say you're cooking something. He said, I'm cooking, but you know what? This was my neighbor giving me some food very hot. I got nothing by me. I'm very poor. But for my children, I'm giving them food, I'm very poor. Unhone kaha hum gareeb hai, salan kahan se? Unhone kaha ke chule par what you got? You got food on the stove? Kaha bachcho ko kai roz paka tha. So many days, no food for the children. Listen to this, eh? So many days no food for the children. Habib Ajmi, no raham. When a person got sukhar, no sukhar. Sukhar is a person who takes usually an interest. He got no mercy. He got no mercy. He got no mercy. And the Muslims are taking it now too. They are doing it. Therefore, there is no mercy. As Parvas said, I just sit there, I took some meat from next door people, the first job for college. Have you had in the car? Why is there? Call it mercy. Give me that, I want that. I don't care what the children eat food, I don't care. That's the meaning of that. That you can do whatever you want, I want nothing. You just give it to me. God, I can't. He says, Habib ne kaha ke jab ye nahi ho sakta ke Habib aaj khali haath jaye. There's no such thing, I must go without taking something. I must take something. Children start crying, the lady crying, the children crying. But when you have that heart of that kind, will you deal with all interest? No one, when your heart becomes like a rock, then you're not prepared to accept anyone. Because if you died, you have no problem. You're not crying on. The children are crying one side. He didn't bother. However, he went home and he gave the wife. He says, you know, you just made the food ready. I'm going to make namaz and come back. Bibi Narahan ji said, to dekhe, isme to bajay gosht se khun bara hua. This is what. You know, a person who takes interest is actually sucking people's blood. He's sucking people's blood. Now just imagine where you go to. Jab Habib aaya to Bibi ne kaha ke tujhe kya liya, what you brought? You brought meat, what you brought? To khun to, you said you have brought blood. Habib ne dekha to dil par ek chot lagi. You know, the moment he saw that blood, it hit the heart. This meant dil mein khatak hoya tha. What you know, when is your Allah Ta'ala gives you the road? See the road. Aur socha ke main sur ka khaya tha. Logon ko khun chusta. This is why he began to think, this is what I was doing. I was sucking people's blood. I was sucking people's blood. Or is he harm Hazrat Hasan Basri ke khidmat mein tauba ki farz hai. In that condition, when he got that pain from his heart, that's why they say when a person was committed, that's why. What it cost you and I just to see if a person come and say that was a gunegar? Why he committed sin? He made tawbah. He made tawbah. What it cost to say that? He made tawbah. Once, even Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi made tawbah there. Raaste mein bache khel rahe the. When he walks in the street, the people, they're not, you know, playing there. When again, bache ne kaha, badal ho ja, don't go near this person. They knew him very well. Don't go near him. Even the dust mustn't come near us. The dust mustn't even touch us too. How bad he was. Habib abhi aa rahe, kahin unki ghar humko na lag jaye. And hum bhi dozakh mein na jaye. It mustn't be that there was no dust coming to us and we also go to Jahannam too. So just imagine how famous he was for that. He was famous for it. Dil par aur chot lage. When he heard that from the children, that thing hurt him more. The look, the children are not thinking about me than that. Aur jaakar Hasan Basri se kaha, phir toba ki to jinka sur diya tha, usko wapas azam kiya. The thing is this much to understand, he made toba, but he made sure he gave them back all those people, whatever he caused harm to, whether he went to ask of maafi, or whether whatever he had done, he made sure he gave them back whatever he was doing. Whatever it is. Jab ghar wapas hue, to raaste mein phir bachche mile. Now when he made toba and came, now when walking the street now, the children say, bachche ne kaha ke Habib, abhi aa rahe hai, pakki toba karke aa rahe hai. How Allah Ta'ala put into the heart of the children to now? Allah Ta'ala put in the heart of the children to. Then now Habib Ajmi is walking now. He says, Habib Ajmi is coming. No, he made pakki toba. But Hazrat always said, pakki toba. Hazrat words, pakki toba. Once you make pakki toba, you must finish it. After this, he figured out. Pakki toba. Lafad jao. Now the children say, let's go near him now. Let's grab him now. Before they were trying to keep away from him. What is it that Allah Ta'ala is showing them? Jao shayna. Barakat se. Shayad unki barakat se hamari bhi bakshi ho jaye. Now they're talking like that now. Now if you let us go near him and hold him through the barakat of him, Allah forgive us too. Before it was something else, now it's something else. Before it's something else, dekhiye Allah Ta'ala ne toba ka asar foreign zahir farma diya. Allah Ta'ala showed that toba of his foreign to people. He meant the people for them. کے بعد ایسے ہوئے کہ ایک مرتبہ تہجد کی نماز پڑھ رہے تھے. Listen to this very carefully. The same Habib Azmi. What his condition before? How Allah Ta'ala gave hidayat? What tawbah he made? How close he became to Allah Ta'ala? Then one day he was performing, reading tahajjud namaz. Hazrat Hasan Basri bhi idhar ko nikal aaya. Hasan Basri was a sheikh. And then he came that side, you know, just passing by. See Habib Azmi there, reading namaz, making tahajjud namaz. So what he taught himself? حروف کی پھر جیسے کہ چاہ جب ابھی پیچھے نماز پڑھیں قریب ہوئے دلی بھی وہ نماز پہنیں بس الحمد وہ چھوٹی الحمد پر رہے تھے ہز ورڈز بیکاز ہی واز ناٹ ایرر سو ہی کڈ ناٹ ریڈ کریکٹلی دا رائٹ وے فرام یہ آئی جسٹ ونٹ ٹیل یو دیٹ پرسن سم ٹائم ریڈ آئی کانٹ ریڈ کریکٹ وائی مسٹ ریڈ قرآن ہی مسٹ ٹرائی ٹو لرن ٹو ریڈ کریکٹلی اینڈ دین ہی اسٹل ڈونٹ ریڈ کریکٹ ہی مسٹ اسٹل ریڈ قرآن At least he made an effort. But do not read the Quran. Many people today, I know the ladies also, because I cannot read the Quran. I say, make an effort. And thereafter, if you cannot read, you still read the way how you can read. Still read, but do not read the Quran. But Habib Azmi, then Alhamdu, we say Alhamdu. On that, you know, Hasan Basri ne, sunkar uske piche namaz padne ruk diya. Just on that, Hasan Basri, rahmatullah alayhi, who was the sheikh, when he read that in that manner, he did not read namaz behind him and went away. Everything is a reason. For big wuzuk, anything they do, there's a reason behind that. Now you know, and I can't make any, you know what, because look what happened. Allah Ta'ala knows, but then what they do is something else. Like when wuzuk was walking with his murid. Though whatever your sheikh don't think you must do the same thing too. No. So one day the buzurg was walking with murid and he saw a small child and kissed the child. See, maybe it was a family child. This murid also kissed. Oh. Now he went forward. There was a blacksmith. Now the blacksmith was fired there. The buzurg went and kissed the fire. Do it now. He couldn't do it. So everything what the buzurg do not compare yourself with him. They know what they did was someone else or someone else. So do not become the thing, let me do the same. So Habib Azmi rahmatullah alayhi did not read namaz behind him. Because Quran, because it's like adai the huruf ki Quran, because it's not written correctly. Hasan Basri, why did that be so? Uske baad khwab mein Haq Taala ko dekha. After that he saw Allah Ta'ala dream. Habib Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi. عرض کیا کہ اپنے قریب خاص کا کوئی طریقہ ایسا دو. Give me some way I can become close to you. Give me some way I can become close to you. Some effort. ارشاد ہوا کہ موقع ملا تھا تو مگر تو قدر نہ کی. You had the opportunity but you lost it. What you're talking? You had the opportunity, you lost it. عرض کیا وہ کب؟ ارشاد و حبیب اجمی کے پیچھے نماز پڑھنا. Habib Ali, he said, you lost it. How? That's how that you're supposed to be namaz. You should have got the thing. Arz kiya ke wo to huruf ki adai ki sahi tor nahi kar rahe the. He's saying that he's saying to, he does not say the words correctly. Ishaad wa tumne to unke talabpun ko dekha, jisme wo mazoor the, unke dil ko na dekha. You look at only his words coming out, you forgot his heart. That's why many a time you may be thinking a person may not be doing correctly. You may work very hard. Look at his heart. Look at his heart. Because that's one thing. The heart is more important. That we must have tried. To a mazur tha unke dil ko na dekha ke kis ikhlas se par rahe the. Kis ikhlas. How much of ikhlas and sincerity. So how important it is to him. That whatever it is, to kisi ko mazur. Ye waqia toba par chala tha. Waqia toba. Just by making toba, so many waqiyas like that, so many incidents like that, but there were big dakus they were. After Allah, they became so close to Allah, they became big sheikhs also. They became part of the hadith tradition, the Bukhari Sharif hadith you find on Fuzail Abad Ayyaz rahmatullah alayhi. So many others. What person they come in before, but with toba ki, pakki toba. Listen to me, pakki toba. Hadith say pakki toba, I mean once you make pakki toba, you don't go near it at all. You don't go near it to. And if you went near it, make toba straight away. Pakki toba then. Pakki toba means when you committed guna, make toba straight away. Do not leave. तो जनाब जब ऐसे सूदखोर की तौबा माफ हो सकती है नाउ लिसन टू इट अ पर्सन ऑफ दैट काइंड हु वाज सो बैड हु शुड टेक दैट काइंड हु शुड सफ पीपल्स ब्लड एंड अल्लाह इज तो हमारे तुम्हारे क्या करते हैं अब तौबा फायला कर अल्लाह कुड फॉरगिव दैट काइंड तौबा दिन तो मैं नॉट लूज होप इन अल्लाह माफी नहीं होगी इखलास उसी से होना चाहिए ओनली वन थिंग डू इट विद सिंसियरिटी If you may do it with sincerity, then Allah Ta'ala will accept it. So may it be Allah Ta'ala ki. Allah Ta'ala may sachi toba naseeb farmaye. Aur har ek ko izzat ke saath dekhne ki nasib farmaye. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Rabbana tawaffana muslimin wa ihdina bis-salah. فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما محسن الصالح ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين